be careful what your logical conclusions are. They must stem from the example that you give. So the narrower and more focused the example you give, the easier it is to actually come up with a related conclusion. But if you make a very broad or general statement and then just make a conclusion that could stem from that rather than logically does stem from that, then you will be subject to something called the slippery slope fallacy. Now, what happens here is that they give an example and then assume a series of things will stem from that. So, for example, I might not buy a bag of bread today from the supermarket. So if I'm going to look at that from the point of view of a slippery slope fallacy, because I did not buy that loaf of bread from the supermarket didn't make enough profit to survive, and it closed. And because it closed, other people couldn't go to the supermarket to buy food. So therefore, all the people who used that supermarket to shop died of starvation. Well, yeah, maybe, but it's not really very likely. And newspapers, as I say, are particularly guilty of this when they will take an example and they will use that example to justify the absolute worst case scenario that might happen. Let's say the hysteria that surrounded Trump and Trump's election. If Trump gets elected, then he will do this and he will do that and we'll end up at war with half the world. Yeah, might be true, but probably isn't. So where this fails is that the example and the conclusion drawn from that example, there is no direct, short, logical chain linking them. There's a long, very indirect, very illogical chain. I mean, no, it's not illogical. There is logic in there, but it requires so many suppositions that it acts against the evidence that you provided in the first place. So be very wary of this in your work. Because students do have a tendency to actually draw conclusions that are not obvious from the examples that they give.